When I decided that I was going to tell him that I wanted a divorce, I texted my therapist, our marriage counselor, and I was like, I need to tell him that I want a divorce, but I want to do it in a session so that there's like a mediator present.
Translation, she won in a 2-on-1 ambush.
Got us in like ASAP like 2 days later, and I walked in knowing that I was going to ask for a divorce. And so we sit down in our session. It's like really tense, really awkward. My ex was sitting there like, so what's, why do we have an emergency session? Therapist was like, Jamie, do you want to start? And I just started crying and I was like, I want a divorce. You know, it's hard for me to like say the words. I was like, I'm done. I want a divorce. He sat there quiet. I'm sitting next to him crying. He didn't move. He didn't look at me. He didn't react at all. He just was stone cold.
What?
And eventually our therapist was like, would you like to respond? So he responded right away and he's like, fine, let's just go ahead and finalize the details. And that was that. And I just was like, I looked at my therapist and I was just like kind of stunned.
Aw, what's wrong, Pookie? Did your plan to get him to lose his cool in front of a witness so you can use it against him in court fail miserably?
It's sad, isn't it?
Like, I knew that I was ready to leave that day, but I couldn't believe that that was his reaction. There was no empathy, there was no compassion, there was no, like, wanting to fight for us, which...
Fight for what? To give you validation after you tried to rip his guts out in front of a stranger? Or to give you ammo to use against him in court?
I don't think so.
I didn't think that there would be, but, you know, you just always hope that, like, one last try, you know? We went home that night. We didn't speak. He slept on the couch. I woke up and went to work the next day, came home. He was playing PlayStation that night. I sat next to him. We hadn't talked in 24 hours. And I said, can we talk about what happened yesterday?
No.
He was just playing, just looking straight ahead. And he's like, what's to talk about? In my mind, I'm thinking, this is our last ditch effort to like steer this ship around, you know? And I was like, so what are we gonna do?
Sweetie, if you actually wanted a last ditch effort, you effed it up by telling him you want a divorce. Cause now, the only options he has are either to divorce you and keep his dignity, or beg you to stay, in which case he becomes a spineless
simp! Simp! Simp!
Guess his dignity was more important to him than your box.
And he just kept playing and he was like, I already got an apartment. I already took my name off of the lease. He had done things within that 24 hours. He had opened up the filing folder of his single man life and went ahead and got all the shit done.
Yeah, because men generally don't cry about their fifis like you do. They solve problems. You came to him with a problem. The problem was you didn't want him as a husband anymore, so he solved your problem. Now deal with it.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.